All right,
so let's start like this. So just repeat after me, inshallah. Yeah, okay, so I bear witness that there is no God,
except Allah.
And I bear witness that Muhammad, yes, peace and blessings of God be upon him. Is God's messenger. Brilliant. Okay, that's the English. Okay.
Yeah. Now I've got to say it
in Arabic. Let's do it in Arabic. I'll do it step by step. Don't worry.
Do it slowly.
Yeah, I will do it very slowly, inshallah. Okay. So, Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Okay. I'll just say it again. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Okay. An.
An.
La.
La.
Ilaha.
Laha.
Ilaha.
Laha.
Okay. Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Okay. Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Yeah. Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Allah.
Allah.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Talking to Sainsbury's, and she said, Shalom.
Yes.
I went, Shalom. Halagum. And she went, Halagum. I picked that up quick. And then all of a sudden, something struck me in the head. I was on my own.
Yes.
And in my heart, something told me, Maria, go forward as a Muslim.
No way. And when was this? When did that happen?
When I was walking home.
But recently or last year or how long ago?
Well, about 3 months ago.
Wow.
And I thought, well, am I going to get into a mosque? I've got to be a Muslim. I knew about shoes taking off and covering hair, and thank God you came in, otherwise I would have walked out again, because I thought somebody had told you that
they won't let you in if you're not Muslim, but that's not true.
So anyway, I stood for a little while, and you came along, and was I glad when I said to you, hello, I'd like to come a Muslim.
Yes.
And you said, come in.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. We were so happy to have you, and it was such an honour. But it's amazing that you had that feeling out of nowhere inside.
It was out of nowhere. It was so, so strong.
Wow. How did you feel? Did you feel scared, or did you feel worried, or did you feel happy?
I was very, very... At first, I was bewildered.
Yeah.
What's coming of me?
Yes.
And then I thought, then I thought I had joy in my heart.
That's amazing.
And then all of a sudden, I felt happy.
Mashallah.
I started singing and dancing.
Really? I know you with your dancing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
That's my story.
And then from the time you had that feeling of... want or of something telling you that you need to become a Muslim, to the time that you plucked up to the courage to get to the mosque, how long was that time? Was it a couple of months that you waited before you came to the mosque?
Well, I waited a couple of months, love, because someone told me I couldn't go into a mosque.
Well, you were so brave for coming anyway.
I was brave.
You were very brave. I remember you saying your legs were like jelly, you said, weren't they?
Oh, my legs were shaking.
You did such a good job.
Really shaking, you know. I thought, oh, gosh, I might be turned away because I'm not a Muslim. And then you said, come in.
Yes.
Because I said to you, I want to come a Muslim.
Yeah, well, you've done an incredible job.
Yeah, and that is the story.
That's incredible.
And that's very, very true.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so special. It's such an honour to hear it.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's lovely. I'm 84 and I'm picking up the language, so everybody's so happy.
And again, so then in that case, you would say, look at me, I'm doing so well. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Thanks to God.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. If you put it.
Yep. So let's write it down.
When you go, I'll be practicing.
Well done on your first fast today, Mariam. That's brilliant. Okay, so we're about to open our fast today.
Yes.
And the Prophet Muhammad, our messenger, peace be upon him, mm-hmm. he taught us that when we break our fast, we should do it with a date, one of these. And the reason for doing that is because it's very nutritious mm-hmm. and we've been fasting all day. So we will replenish all those nutrients that we didn't take throughout the day. So now, before we break our fast, there's also a suggestion of a little prayer that we should say.
That's right.
So I've written it out here in English for you.
Now?
Yes.
Shall I say it?
Yeah, you can say it now. See if you can read that.
Oh, Allah, I fasted for your sake, and I am breaking my fast with the food you have provided.
Brilliant. So now we're going to open this and we're going to have a date to eat. But before then, at this time they say one of the times that Allah accepts your fast, your prayer, is when you have fasted for a fasting person, because you've not eaten all day for his sake.
Yeah.
So he's very pleased with you. So right now, just before you open your fast, if you make a little prayer in your head of all the things you want, you know, for your forgiveness of your sins, to have the best in this life, and to have the best in paradise, and whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
you can make a little prayer in your heart now. And just before we have our date, you can you make your prayer, and hopefully, inshallah, it will come true.
Yeah.
Okay? So you make your little prayer, okay?
To myself.
To yourself, in your heart, okay? Inshallah, may it come true.